hi, how are you? It is 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. Here we are Thursday. Got Psychic Tiff calling in today. Talk to her after 8 o'clock. Someone forgets how their microphone works.
I turned it on. It's all good.
Okay. Everybody on vomiting at home?
Yeah, no vomiting, thank goodness. Just really severe stomach pains. And then we lost a tooth.
That same kid?
Yeah.
Now, was it really severe stomach pains or
what? No, she couldn't even get out of bed.
Yeah, I know. I did that too when I didn't really have stomach pains.
No, she had them. It was real.
Okay.
You know how
I'm incredibly skeptical because I was the king of faking sick.
You know how you can tell on the look on somebody's face if they're not feeling well? Like you can kind of see it in their eyes.
Okay.
That's how I could tell, like, she was very serious about not feeling well.
Because if I was, when I was a kid, I was a master at mixing stuff into the toilet.
Oh, no, she didn't throw up.
No, I know, but that was a lock to stay home.
That's true. Yeah, because if you throw up, you are not going to school.
I mean, I took Ferris Bueller's advice at the beginning of the movie seriously. That wasn't so much a teen comedy as it was
a guideline.
Well, an instructional video.
Yes.
And I did get really good at it. And there were a few times when I overreacted the wrong thing and mom was like, no, you're going to school. I figured out that if I ran in place hard, like really got going.
Yeah.
Well, your body temp rises.
Oh.
Feels like you got a little fever.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's impressive. Thanks for giving all those kids out there some ideas, by the way.
Well,
the schools are actually being really, really, really picky about sending your kid to school sick right now.
Yeah, if they got a hangnail, they don't want them going.
Yeah. So, and I mean, any even complaint of stomach ache or stomach pain or anything like that.
They should just call off school for the next month.
Right? Disinfect everything.
Yeah. Parents would love that.
Oh, yeah. That would be so wonderful to try to find childcare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The drop-in centers would love it.
Yeah. Their profits would increase for January and February.
You know, if they were going to extend the school year, this is one reason why I would do it.
Get over the flu season or what?
Just have a extended break somewhere, you know, either extend Christmas. I mean, the peak of flu season, they keep saying, is February. So,
usually.
I mean, it'd be awful long to 3 months to take off or
right.
2 months. But, you know, have an extended break, you know, say about this time through mid to late February, you know, and then tack it on at the end of the year.
Yeah.
If they want to keep talking about this year on school, which is never going to happen. At least have a practical reason for it other than, well, they do it in China.
Okay.
There's schools in California that do it.
We already have enough, temper tantrums that Thea, the youngest one, hates school. So I can't imagine if we had year-round school I would have to deal with. That would suck.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. There was something they did try to do in the legislature, though, yesterday that seemed a little redundant.
Okay.
And I don't mean to pick on the woman who was advocating this. Her son was killed in a drunk driving accident after a party. But the law seemed a little redundant. It would have outlawed adults from hosting drinking parties for minors, which is already illegal.
Yeah, so we need two laws.
It's called contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Right.
There's a couple other states that have this law.
It's not necessary to have
It just kind of seemed a little redundant. And
was it making some penalties harsher or?
No. Oh. Yeah, that's something else that's always kind of annoyed me is hate crime legislation. Oh, because you hated the person you murdered, that should be worse?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes no sense.
Right.
I mean, murder's pretty much the most horrible thing you can do. So
exactly.
we've already got pretty stiff penalties for it. So you just leave it alone. You know, it's just kind of, you hated the person. Okay. Or you're a racist. or a bigot of some kind. So that murder is even worse than the murder before. Okay. That makes all the sense in the world.
Wow.
It's kind of like the texting law in Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm. It's already reckless driving.
Yeah. Or careless driving.
Careless driving.
It's already against the law.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Did we really need a second law to make something that was already illegal?
And how many tickets have they given out?
What are they up to? Four?
Maybe. Something like that. It's.
I heard a number the other day, but
I
couldn't remember.
Pretty sure you can count it on one hand.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how much it's actually stopped texting and driving, but. You know, it's funny how when they wanted to do something about texting and driving, they didn't take away everyone's cell phones. What other controversy does that sound
like?
Oh, okay, moving on.
Okay. Good idea.
Let's
not have one of those Thursdays.
No. I actually thought of that I used that one in an argument with someone the other day.
Ah.
Shut them up.
I bet it did. Bet it did.
Anyway, now we have got more news on the 11-inch Subway footlongs.
What?
There is new news.
Oh, boy.
On this story.
Okay.
We told you about it last week. People started sharing pictures on Facebook and whatnot of 11-inch. They're pulling out tape measures and, oh, they're 11 inches. Now some guy has filed a lawsuit. Or actually two guys in New Jersey.
They have sued
Subway.
Okay.
John Farley of Evesham, New Jersey, and Charles Pendrack of Ocean City, New Jersey, are suing for undisclosed damages. They're also demanding that Subway start making their footlongs 12 inches long or stop calling them footlongs. No word from Subway yet about the lawsuit. The amount is undisclosed, so I think for them to give any individual person money, I think is stupid.
Right.
If you want to sue them to get them to make them 12 inches, okay, whatever.
So what are they going to figure out? Like how many Subways that are subs that they've bought and then divide it by 12.
One 12th of the price of them times.
Yeah.
Blah.
Then times how many you got. And then that's what they're going to get.
I guess.
That's
I don't
stupid.
Know. It is really stupid. So what?
Wow.
Anyway.
They're just looking for their 15 minutes on that one.
Definitely. I mean,
that's what that one's all about.
I didn't see that they were members of the, Sandwich Artists Union or anything like that. Where
they're
being
defamed.
I don't know. I would love to hear from Jared on this topic.
I would too.
Or Michael Strahan. Or Robert Griffin III. Or any of those people they have in the commercials. An inauguration official who asked not to be identified told CNN that Beyonce did not sing the national anthem live at President Obama's inauguration. Just like we heard, she reportedly decided to use her previously recorded backing track because she didn't have time to practice the song with the Marine Corps band ahead of time.
Okay.
Now, the way it sounded to me before was that the Marine Corps band hadn't rehearsed enough. Or maybe whatever I read was just poorly worded, but that makes some sense.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you're going to sing in front of that many people, and you don't have a chance to rehearse with the actual band that you're going to sing it with?
I have some future news for Monday, February 4th.
I love future news.
Beyonce will be accused of lip-syncing at the Super Bowl.
Oh, gosh. Do you think she will?
Reason? I didn't have enough time to rehearse with my own band to sing live at the Superdome in New Orleans.
I'm pretty sure after all this crap that there's no way.
Not a chance in hell she's going to lip sync the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Maybe if she's in a really super hardworking dance number.
Maybe.
And see, the thing is, like in those kinds of things, I don't care when they lip sync. If they're dancing so violently that it would be hard to sing.
And there's a lot of songs that she probably does.
Yeah. But let the other dancers dance. She walks around and sings.
I would like that better anyway. Yeah.
Let everybody else do the dancing.
I mean, I think they can do a few little moves here and there. But
well,
I
yeah, she doesn't need to be a statue.
I don't need to see them, like, get down with their bad selves. Mm-hmm. I just want to see them just dance or just sing.
You know who doesn't dance when they do a concert?
Who?
Adele.
Yeah, she's probably busy playing the piano and stuff.
Well, mostly just singing.
Yeah. Well, none of her songs are really dance songs.
Oh, come on.
Maybe she could waltz.
Maybe, what? You make it sound like every song she has is so slow.
Well, a lot of her songs are slow.
Yeah, but I mean, you couldn't get down with your bad self, you know?
She probably bounces a little bit.
There could be dancing with that.
I think you should make up a dance for that song.
Yeah.
She ain't real.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I wish everybody could have saw that.
This is why I decided to do radio, not television. We've got news coming up next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:23. We are going to top out today at 12. It is 5 below right now. All right, it has been very weak. I'm not even really looking forward to it normally. I enjoy the internet quote of the day.
I'm sorry that I've been disappointing you this week.
But the averageness of your mediocreness with this has been outstanding.
Ow. Wow.
That's the, what you call a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I got the... not compliment part of that. All right, so I found one that I really think that you're going to like.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and I really, really don't think that you're going to think this one's mediocre. Okay? Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
It's so cold outside, I farted the cutest little snowflake.
That is a good one.
That better?
Yeah, that's much better.
A?
B plus.
It's a girl saying it. Come on.
Yeah, maybe A minus.
And admitting that I fart.
B plus, A minus. Somewhere in that vicinity.
Okay, I'll take that.
But
as long as you're not complaining about it this time.
No, so. definitely a step up.
Okay, I'm glad.
Without question.
I had to do some looking.
That was much better. Okay, good job.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is January 24th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Misha Barton is 27 today. I don't know why, but I suddenly thought of Jar Jar Binks when I said her name.
Me too.
Misha Wanta, Misha Barton. Tatiana Ali.
Tatiana.
Is 34 today. She used to be Ashley Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and is a huge fan of one-night stands.
Yep. God, I love her name.
Ed Helms is 39 today. Used to be on The Daily Show. Now he's Andy on The Office. And, of course, Stu the Dentist in the Hangover movies.
Ah, yeah.
Mary Lou Retton, America's little big star.
Aw.
She's 45. Natasha Kinski is 54. Yakov Smirnoff, Russian comedic genius, is 62 today. Ernest Borgnine would have been 96. He passed away last year. And John Belushi was born on this day, 1949. He passed away in 1982 of a speedball overdose at the age of 33. Also not the greatest day I've ever known, because on this day in 1908, the first Boy Scout troop was organized in England by Sir Robert Baden-Powell, a general in the British Army. The Kruger Cream Pie, brewed by Kruger Brewing Company, became the first beer ever sold in a can on this day in 1935.
Wow, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Thank you. In this day in 1922, genius Christian K. Nelson of Onawa, Iowa, patented the Eskimo pie.
Ooh.
Yeah, some good stuff. Was invented on this day. Also, for the first time on this day, 1964, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue was published.
Ooh.
Thank you, Sports Illustrated. let's see. 1982, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Cincinnati Bengals 26-21 in Super Bowl 16. 1984, a London judge fined Linda McCartney $140 for trying to smuggle what?
Pot?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all the McCartneys did.
Yeah.
if they had a sitcom back in the day or a reality show, it would have been Paul and Linda smoking weed all the time. On this day in 1989, Ted Bundy fried in a Florida electric chair. And on this day in 1996, the FDA approved Olestra, the first zero-calorie artificial fat. Even though it had that one potential side effect, you know. It caused you to grease your shorts a little. That was the big drawback.
Okay, that's enough.
Wow, Chips. You know what the wow stood for, didn't you?
I don't remember.
Wow, I crap my pants.
Like, I wonder if Al Roker ate some of those before he went to see the president.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known because it is the 72nd birthday of the superstar of superstars.
Okay.
Perhaps the biggest star we have ever known.
I would agree.
I can't argue. He's also in the same Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2011 with Alice Cooper.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.
Yes, I shut off your mic on purpose. I knew you were going to sing.
I know it's growing strong.
Sorry.
Wasn't the spring.
Had to be done.
And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands.
You know, the song's kind of creepy when you think about it.
Reaching out.
Especially this part.
Touching me.
It got banned.
Touching you.
Star Neil Diamond is 72 today, and that is why today, January 24th, is Dirt.
So Charlie Brown got arrested, and Beyonce is getting some support for her lip syncing. That's all coming up in the Dirt.
6:30, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. So the voice of Charlie Brown is a stalker. I can't wait to see the TV special.
Join Lucy, Linus, Peppermint Patty, and the gang as they help the little redheaded girl get a restraining order.
It's a signed document.
Against America's most infatuated blockhead.
Oh, brother.
You're a stalker, Charlie Brown. Coming this Valentine's Day.
Hi, this is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Yep, that's right. Peter Robbins, the man who provided the original voice of Charlie Brown, was arrested at a border crossing in San Diego on Sunday after a background check revealed that he was wanted for stalking and making violent threats. Robbins was 9 when he was chosen to voice a character in the 1960s in such specials as Charlie Brown Christmas and It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Beyonce is getting some support for lip-syncing the national anthem from notorious Milli Vanilli lip singer, Fab.
Really?
Yeah, and Steven Tyler, who thinks Beyonce can do whatever she wants to because she's hot. Meanwhile, Aretha Franklin says that she laughed when she heard Beyonce lip-synced, but at the same time, she understands why she did it. Max George from The Wanted assured the Twitter followers that he's not dating Lindsay Lohan. He said, quote, rumors, that's all. Like I said, 1,000,000%. And that is The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
So, what day of the week or time do you suppose women look their oldest?
5:30 a.m. on Monday when I get here.
No.
After the weekend. Oh, no.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
It's actually 3:30 Wednesday afternoon.
That's kind of an odd time.
There was a study done by the self-tanning lotion company Saint-Tropez.
Okay.
Whatever. They figured out exactly when this happens. 3:30 Wednesday. Here's why. 46% of women drink over the weekend, and your body needs to break down all the toxins and sugars you take in.
46%?
Which puts a strain on your body.
Okay.
Only the effect, well, 46% of probably their customers, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That seems like very high numbers.
Yeah, it kind of seemed high to me, too. The effects of that strain take up to 72 hours to show up on your face.
Oh.
37% of women say they don't get a good night's sleep on Monday, and that takes 48 hours to show up on your face.
Interesting.
Monday is also the day women are most likely to forget to use their skincare products.
Oh.
And finally, 1 in 8 women say Wednesday is the most stressful day of the week. So 1 in 5 work through lunch and get an unhealthy snack early in the afternoon. And all of that catches up with you at 3:30 p.m. Wednesday.
Okay. Sorry, ladies. No taking selfies at 3:30 on Wednesdays.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No taking selfies. That's like the new term for a picture of yourself.
Gotcha.
It's called a selfie. What did you think I meant? And you think my mind goes in the gutter.
Well, no. My mind went in the gutter because that's where your mouth is usually going.
That's true.
Like that double entendre there?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
We should just stop now. It's going to get worse.
Anyway, on that note,
okay,
we have delicious Sneaky's chicken to give away. Let's give that away right now.
Okay,
got $10 worth of Sneaky's chicken to give away. 361-5557. Caller 10, it is yours. If the button wants to work. 104.7, Andy and Mel at 6:51, up to 12 today. Congratulations to Amy Christensen. She won the Sneaky's Chicken. Congratulations to her.
Nice. So I was perusing our Facebook hot page, and somebody wrote on our wall saying something about, I love this Tom guy. Did I miss something yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
After you left, he called in.
Okay.
About the Facebook thing we were talking about?
Yeah, about the fighting with the...
And the wife... Going in and deleting ex-girlfriends off Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he called in.
So what did he say?
I've got it here.
Okay, I want to know what he said.
Quick little Facebook story about me and how I run business with me and the wife. I've been married 7 years. Anyways, not like I had a million girlfriends or anything. I didn't have a lot of girlfriends, but one of the things, I do a lot of things wrong. You know, I gamble too much, but I don't cheat. And she's kind of known that. I got no game. I would need a girl to basically drag me. Drag me back to the cave, you know, club me over the head and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyways, I've been upset a few times on Facebook where she said, why are you talking or commenting on that person's page? Why are you talking, you know, just the little things like that. Who is she? That kind of stuff. Why is there why are you coming on that picture? You know what you do? You sit her down for a week or two. I've befriended my wife at least 3 times, if not 4 or 5 times.
Really?
For at least a week at a time, maybe as long as 2 or 3 weeks to let her know, hey, my Facebook, I do what I want with it. Don't read anything else into it besides that it's just a social networking site. I have 1,000 and some friends, 999 of which I hardly even know.
Yeah.
Whoa. If my husband unfriended me, I would withhold stuff for as long as he unfriended me. Are you kidding me? Like, there would be no sex.
I had no problem with what he said.
Are you kidding? Really?
If you're going to get all jealous and stupid and snoopy, then yeah, I have no problem with that.
You would unfriend your wife.
Temporarily.
Oh, no.
I thought it was a good idea.
No. No.
Don't be dumb.
That's not being dumb.
Who's that? Why are they doing that?
They have a right to ask.
They have a right to ask, but I'm sure the tone of the ask was the problem.
Who's that?
How come you got them on there?
Well, I'm sure that it was. However, unfriending is a little harsh.
See, unfriending to you is a much bigger deal than it is to me.
Yeah, and I'm sure it is to his wife.
Because about half of your life revolves through Facebook.
I would, if he went back
you
then
would
and tried
die
to... No, I wouldn't.
If Facebook
if
went
he went
belly
back
up.
And friended me and we were married, I wouldn't accept his friend request.
Okay. I thought it was a great idea.
That's a terrible idea.
I thought it was great.
It'll cause more friction.
If you're dealing with...
What are you hiding?
Crazy jealousy?
What are you hiding?
He's hiding nothing.
If you unfriended her.
No, he's not hiding.
Oh, no.
No, all he's doing...
No, no, no.
Would you stop?
I am not on board
with
this idea.
Let me finish this and stop interrupting me.
Okay.
Because every time I try to make my point, you go...
Uh-huh.
All he's doing is punishing her after the fact. He wasn't unfriending her because of what was happening, because of the things that were on there. She was getting snoopy and whining about something that she had no reason to worry about. So he said, okay, fine. If you don't like it, then it won't be your friend on Facebook, and then you don't have to worry about it.
That's a bunch of crap.
No, I thought it was a fantastic idea.
It's rude.
Oh, it might be rude, but
and
I
it's showing
love the
that
idea.
He's hiding something.
No, it does
that's
not.
Too.
It does not
mm-hmm.
prove he's hiding. Because he befriended her after a week or two, he said.
I would withhold.
And he did it a couple, three times.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sure he probably
war.
Did, but war. You'd go to war over Facebook.
If he unfriended me, my husband unfriended me on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Facebook is way too important to you.
No, that's just not cool.
No, Facebook is way too important.
And how
important
embarrassing to show up in your news feed that all of a sudden you're back friends again with your husband.
Wow, Facebook is really too important to you.
Hot 104.7.com.